Spotlight. This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you a discussion on significance of World TB Day and India's progress towards TB elimination. The participants are Dr. Urvashi B. Singh, Deputy Director General, TB, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, and Gaura Dhawanlal, Anchor.
Hello and welcome to our program. Our conversation today with Professor Urvashi B. Singh, who is the DDG TB, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, will be on the significance of World TB Day and steps taken for a TB Mukt Bharat. Professor Urvashi, welcome to the program.
Thank you for having me on the air.
We are looking forward to Professor Urvashi because, you know, everybody knows and TB is a common test where a lot of other ailments are detected. The test for TB is done. I know we are wanting to very seriously go towards a TB Mukt Bharat. It has a simple treatment, but a treatment that requires perseverance, commitment and continuance. So before we move on to all the details, just to understand from you, in terms of the progress we have made in the last few years in ensuring TB Mukt Bharat, what have been some highlights?
The efforts done by the program have been immense. Over the past few years, the program officers along with the experts across the country have contributed a lot in designing the policy, how to deal with the scourge of TB, the issue that we face is the large numbers. So what has been done has been major efforts to strengthen first the diagnosis. So we have a network of diagnostic technology across the country, which includes the X-rays, which are initially used for screening, followed by a nucleic acid amplification test, which is the confirmatory test. So the nucleic acid amplification test, as you're aware, became commonplace during the times of COVID, when RT-PCR was used for diagnosis. So for TB, we've had the nucleic acid amplification test since the year 2011, when an international technology came in. India simultaneously, you know, brought up its own Indian indigenous technology, which was at par with the international technology. And by now, we have worked hard. So we have battery-operated nucleic acid amplification tests available at the peripheral most level. At the PHC, we can diagnose using the globally acclaimed technology. So far for diagnosis, we have a wonderful network of drugs distribution. Again, we follow the latest and the newest regimens, but we ensure that there is enough in-country evidence before we launch a new regimen for treatment. So, like I said, the experts and the program experts have contributed significantly towards deciding the policy and ensuring the best regimen available to our patients. In addition, the digital world is, everybody uses the digital fora nowadays. We have a commendable digital platform called Nikshay, which again, no other country has, where the patients are reported in the periphery and, anywhere we can actually see the progress of that patient. How frequently is the patient visiting the center for a follow-up? Whether he's receiving the right treatment, whether he's improving on the treatment. All those parameters are entered by the National TB Program staff in the periphery.
Right.
And we can actually assess the progress of the patient. So these are few strengths the program has generated over the past few years. And in the recent campaign, we designed a new strategy where, in addition to patients who are coming to the program with symptoms of cough or fever, we are reaching out to the patients. We are doing active case finding. Science evidence-based strategy was designed to
Right.
reach out to vulnerable groups.
Absolutely. In fact, I think that's very valid because what I'm hearing you say that innovations which are crucial for TB elimination and offering faster and more accurate diagnostics and improved treatment regimens, so for better prevention, and all these strategies are well in place. And I think also there has been a decline in the percentage in the incidence rate of TB in India. So when we talk of a decline in the rate or the spread of TB, are there certain pockets where, or certain vulnerable groups that you just spoke about, what are these groups and are our efforts more, stronger and more focused in those groups?
Like I said, the new strategy involves active case finding And the recent evidence showed us that certain groups are more prone to TB, which includes, in fact, this was shown in the prevalence survey, which was conducted by the program along with ICMR, where we found smokers, alcoholics, diabetics, HIV, those patients who've had TB in the past, those who are in close contact with the patient, those who have low BMI. These are few groups which are at a very high risk of getting TB. In addition, those groups who are exposed to dust, and for example, the mining community, construction workers, and the patients who have low BMI, especially those who have less than 18.5, are more prone. In fact, the percentage of low BMI population contributing to our TB patients in the Nikshay portal comes to around 46%, meaning thereby these patients may not be aware that they have TB because the symptoms may be very subtle or they may be having early stages of TB. So what we did was we set out to find these patients who may not be aware and to identify TB and also take care of their comorbid condition. So that was the effort for which we used the screening technology of X-rays. In addition to our network of fixed X-rays across the country, we've also procured handheld X-rays in a good number to make a good network of handheld X-rays so that the door-to-door screening can be offered to all the vulnerable groups. And this effort has actually given us very good, you know, this strategy has proved to be very useful. We are able to diagnose several asymptomatic patients.
Right. Okay.
Those who were not aware of their disease, but the screening followed by confirmation by NAC actually showed that they had the disease.
That's actually very encouraging. In fact, you know, there's a lot being done to create awareness. And you spoke about low BMI. People may not be aware also that they could have TB. How do you screen? How do you test? And in its effort to make questions on TB, to break some myths, to let people ask questions, we have a bilingual live phone-in program called Public Speak. And tomorrow in this program at 9:30 p.m., we will bring an insightful discussion on prevention and cure from tuberculosis, TB. We will have with us in the studio Dr. Urvashi B. Singh, the Deputy Director General from the Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, and of course, Dr. Rohit Kumar, Head of the Department of Pulmonary Medicine, Safdarjung Hospital, New Delhi. During the program, listeners, you will have the opportunity to ask our experts questions on identifying tuberculosis and how to seek timely intervention and cure for it. In fact, to participate, listeners will simply have to dial telephone numbers 011-2342-1050 and an alternative one 011-233-1444 from 9:30 p.m. onwards tomorrow. In fact, there is another option. Alternatively, listeners can also send queries via WhatsApp to the number 92890940 or post your questions on X with the hashtag AskAIR. Coming back to our discussion, Professor Urvashi, and of course, you will be in the program tomorrow. You will also be answering questions directly from the listeners, but also wanting to understand from you, you know, you said that people can have recurrent TB can happen a second time, it can recur. And also the fact that the medicine has a protocol. So somewhere we can, you know, if you can just emphasize why the protocol is important, why if there's a break in the dosage and the continuity of the medicine, how the treatment then takes another shape.
A lot of research has gone into this globally. There is enough published evidence across the world, which clearly shows that, you know, if the regimen is not completely followed, not adhered completely, if in case treatment is not completed, there can be not only the recurrence of the disease, but also it could lead to MDR-TB, which is a much more complicated form of the disease. The disease could entry through lungs. The disease could spread and involve things like brain, joints, and which treatments become bones can be involved. Treatment of extrapulmonary TB can be slightly more complicated. A longer regimen may be required. So it is very important that the patient completes the treatment, adheres to the drugs. And one strength I did not talk about earlier was we have a wonderful strength of medical officers all across the country. So it is important in case the patient has any side effects, he should go back to the medical officer, share his concerns. The medical officers can always deal with the problems.
Right.
The regimens that we are using in the country are all scientific evidence-based, most successful regimens. So there is no issue with the regimens that we are using. Actually tested them in several research studies, and then only we have come up with these regimens. So in case patient has any side effects, he must approach the healthcare system and not ignore the side effects or not alter the drug, not even the dosage, without the knowledge of the treating physician. These are very important messages. I was earlier alluding to the lungs being the first site to get involved, because this is an airborne illness transmitted through droplets, quite like COVID was transmitted. But this is more sinister in the sense even dry droplets, the droplet nuclei, can also transmit TB infection. If the patient's immunity is good, the infection can be resolved by the immune response. In case the patient's immune response is weak, as could be in old age, that was one group I did not mention earlier, there are higher chances of TB disease. And this is why our active case findings efforts were very important, to diagnose disease early or in the stage when the symptoms are either not there or they are so subtle that the patient himself may ignore such symptoms.
Right. So when we talk of somebody having TB, and there is also this, you know, and I think then caregiving could be an issue. Some myths you might want to, you know, break and share with the people that caregiving.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the first and the foremost thing is, this is a completely curable disease. There has been research again globally where clearly shown the moment you initiate the treatment, the patient becomes, so in a short while after starting treatment, the patient will become non-infectious. So what we in the program do is we guide the patient to take care so that he doesn't infect his family or his contacts. During the first few days, he has to observe some precautions. But after the first few days, the patient becomes completely non-infectious and can lead a normal life. In fact, he needs more support, psychosocial support to complete treatment, nutrition support, which will enhance his immune response to fight the disease. So instead of outcasting such patients, we should all, in fact, this is what where our Honorable PM brought in the Jan Bhagidari concept, and Jan Bhagidari will actually bring about the major difference, which is again our own country's culture, and it will help us reach the TB elimination.
Absolutely. In fact, when you spoke of the MDR, which is the multi-drug resistant form of TB, am I right? And you're saying that this could be more serious. So please trust the diagnosis. Don't play around with the treatment. Trust the medical officer. And if there's a break, don't hesitate. Don't let it go. Go back. It's a simple treatment. It's curable, what you said. Would you like to give a small message through our medium to everybody?
I would say the first message would be, I already said the stigma should not be associated with the disease. This stigma leads to patients concealing their disease and symptoms. In fact, the NICHAY system and the National TB program ensures the patient information not revealed to anyone. Nevertheless, it's for the community to, you know, as we are progressing towards Viksit Bharat, education, etc. is increasing, awareness is increasing. It's important to forget the age-old practices of outcasting patients with such a disease, because in the process, the patients will not get the treatment. They will hide away. They will continue to suffer themselves. The disease can then further spread to the community. Also, they need psychosocial support and nutrition support. So it's very important that the patients are supported by all of us. The earlier the diagnosis is made, the better, for the sake of the patient, so that the disease does not spread and early treatment is initiated and the disease is completely cured in no time. It's important to adhere to drugs, whatever regimen you also reiterated. It's important to complete the treatment, not leave it midway. It could lead to extra pulmonary TB or multi-drug resistant TB. We have treatments for these two, but the treatment could be sometimes longer or more drugs may need to be given compared to simple pulmonary or lung TB.
Well said. In fact, Professor Urvashi, no words can thank you enough for helping us actually assist in the outreach and advocacy for becoming a TB-free nation. Thank you for coming onto our program.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on significance of World TB Day and India's progress towards TB elimination. The participants were Dr. Urvashi B. Singh, Deputy Director General, TB, Ministry of Health and Family Welfare, and Gaurav Dhawanlal, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Spotlight.